Joe McConnell back at Freedom Hall in Louisville. Indiana 46, Kentucky 46. And a knockdown, Pier 6 brawl here in the second half. 8 minutes, 46 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Indiana has scored a total of 4 points, Kentucky 5, and we've had 8 fouls called in the ball game here in the third quarter, 4 on each ball club. And Daniels is down with 4. Ladner just picked up his 4th, and he's staying in there. Roger Brown is in now for Indiana. And Darnell Hillman moves into the middle against Artis Gilmore. And George McGinnis will now have to defend against Dan Issel, and this is what Kentucky wanted. We'll see now how long it takes for them to go to Issel. Keller down the right side of Big George. Mack out high, motion for Darnell to move away. George McGinnis outside on the right, dribbles the ball cautiously, backs away, working on Gilmore. George fake, hangs, shoots, off the glass, no good, knocked away. Gilmore saves the rebound, hands to Dampier. George missed a 12-footer off the boards on the right side. Dampier, long bounce past the mound, deep in the corner, 20-footer, it's good. Rick Mount open for the shot, Kentucky leads, 48-46, and that's 7 for the Rockets. Keller bounce out high to Roger Brown. Roger starting to move now. Dribbles by Darnell Hillman's pick in the right corner to Keller. Underneath, back door to George. Hank shoots. He scores from behind the board. He rolled it in and got the foul on either Gilmore or Issel. It's on Issel, and that's 4 on Dan Issel. An impossible shot by George McGinnis. He went up behind the plane of the board, snaked the arm around. Even though he was hit by Issel, he got enough English on the glass to spin it home. 13 for Big Mac, and that could be the biggest bucket of the ballgame so far. Boo, baby. 4 on Issel with 8:06 left to go in the third quarter. George has a chance to put us ahead, and he does. Big Mac, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 14 points for George McGinnis. Oh, what a ball game this is. They don't come any rougher than these two. Down the middle, Dampier leaning 12-footer, short off the front of the rim. Darnell with a rebound. Out to Keller. The Pacers on the move. Keller down the right side. Takes it in. Hangs. Scoops out front to Donnie Freeman. Underneath. Puts up the jumper. Blocked by Gilmore and picked off by Artis. Freeman tried to put it up over Artis inside from about 6 feet. Issel out front. 22-footer for Kentucky. Short off the rim. Darnell knocks it away, but Mount saves it. Baseline right. 15-footer by the Rocket. Long off the rim to the left. Pulled up by George McGinnis, the Keller. The Pacers are running now. Down the right side to Roger Brown. Trying to move in on Leiter, but Leiter checks him deep in the right corner. Out front it goes to George McGinnis, now to Keller. As Darnell Hillman just gets set up offensively in the middle. Now to George, back to Keller on the right wing. 49-48 Indiana. A bounce to Freeman. Freeman gets inside, drives under. Fake, Hank shoots, scores! As Gilmore bailed out. This time Donnie waited. And Freeman now has 9 points in the game. And Indiana leads by 3. 51-48. Mount backcourt starts to bring it up. Gilmore gets Joe Mullaney's call for the timeout. And Kentucky takes their third timeout of the ballgame. With 7 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the third period, 51-48 Indiana. We'll be back in just a moment on the IBC Pacer Basketball Network.